Pythian, what put out on the motorway will lumber twinkling across the lanes of hazard. The dog's lovability might rub off on it when it hides in the straw of his kennel. Sugared the hillocks of retrospective innocence, while acrid as sheer accidents of a life, or were they? They were. Now yelps ricochet from a monolith sat deaf, as is true to its nature. It's got nothing for which to atone. It's the very end stone in a long row of such silences. For, quote, a wounded spirit who can bear, unquote, tell me if it is through finding your listener that you come to grasp your own monologues. Where next should this call turn? Massing and purpling as low thunder, though just whiny to stopped ears, could its hue not sing to few, once its weepier appeals tail off into sepia? No, they'll smoke and foam to whip up a god, or some secular god who'd be kind to a damp petitioner, but house her or his correct name made flesh. Speech sounds descend, snag in the hair, then flap off to mouth their apostrophes. A cry reels around, though it's not a Cassandra's, but something more speaker-free. There was, and there is, a life. I swim in it, but I wouldn't say that it's exactly mine. Thank you.